Former Livermore Mayor John Marchand has his sights set on leading the community again in his pursuit of becoming the city's next mayor. Marchand, who previously served as mayor from 2011 through 2020, first declared his intent to run for the post again in March, at the same time that current Mayor Bob Warner announced that he would not be seeking re-election this year for health reasons. However, Marchand did not file his nomination paperwork until after the initial August 12 deadline, taking advantage of the filing extension allotted for non-incumbents. "I'm running for mayor because serving the community of Livermore is one of the most important endeavors in my daily life. I'm humbled, honored and grateful for the many requests from residents to step up and lead Livermore again," Marchand said in a statement upon filing his paperwork with the city clerk on August 15. He added, "I am committed to ensure that Livermore offers the quality of life our residents deserve. We have positive feedback from my previous tenure as mayor that I will build upon." A poll in 2020 showed that 92% of respondents rated Livermore as a great place to live and raise a family. "I will continue the careful planning and sound leadership that will keep Livermore safe, prosperous, and vibrant." Marchand is set to face off against local realtor and former city police officer Moni Knopp on November 8, who also served as Marchand's campaign manager in 2018. According to the city's established municipal code, Marchand is eligible to run for mayor again despite previously reaching the term limit as he's been out of office for 2 years. "No person who has served terms totaling 8 consecutive years as mayor shall be qualified for further service in that office until he or she has a break in service in that office of at least 2 years," the code reads. Similar rules apply to city council members. According to the code, no person who has served terms totaling 8 consecutive years as a council member shall be qualified for further service in that office until he or she has a break in service in that office of at least 2 years. In his campaign statement, Marchand said that public safety is his top priority in the city budget, to keep Livermore a safe community with outstanding police and fire departments. He also said he recognizes the need to sustain open spaces, the city's wine country heritage and economic vitality. Marchand said he identifies the current regional housing crisis as a critical issue that includes addressing entry-level, workforce and family housing needs. "I am committed to supporting our residents who lack reliable housing and shelter by finding workable solutions," he said. He is also optimistic about finishing the plans for the downtown while continuing to focus on the needs of the entire community. "Together we will focus on improvements for everyone." During his previous tenure as mayor, the city rebuilt Fire Station No. 9, built a new emergency operations center and completed the first phase of Stockmen's Park. Livermoreum Plaza and Veterans Park were both approved. Livermoreum Plaza was completed this year while the planning for Veterans Park is underway and it is projected to be 30% larger than originally envisioned. Additionally, 57 new pieces of public art, which are visible throughout the city, were acquired at no public expense. A retired water chemist, Marchand previously served on the Zone 7 Water Agency Board of Directors before his election to city office in 2005. He and his wife have lived in Livermore since 1985, where they raised their 2 sons, who are now adults. "In all of my roles, I have served with integrity, vision, and commitment," Marchand said on his campaign website. For more information about Marchand and his campaign, visit marchandformayor.com.